Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Janice Comer from the Indianola Public Library about the Trunk or Treat event Tuesday night.
Trunk or Treat is coming up soon here for the Indianola Public Library. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we're doing a Trunk or Treat on Beggar's Night. It's with the city departments and IMU as well. And it's on Tuesday, October 30th. And we'll start at 5:30. Beggar's Night usually starts at 6. But we're going to start a little early so people can come here and have a hot dog supper and get their tricks and treats beforehand, and then they can go hit the other neighborhoods, or they can just stop here and have it be a one-stop shop. But we've got the city departments coming, and of course they have big trucks, so we're really excited about that. We've got, you know, the fire department coming, we've got police coming, and then we've got the streets and wastewater and all of the other places that have the really, really big trucks, so we're really excited about it.
Let's say I don't know anything about this event. What should I expect when I show up?
Big trucks, as I said. We will have people in costume, hopefully, because it's Beggar's Night. So, you know, dress first and then come out. So, yeah, you'll just come out. You'll have your hot dogs. You'll get to see the really big trucks. You'll get your treats from the other departments. We also will get to vote on which department decorated their vehicle the best. So the kids will get to help us out with that as well.
Who's all invited and who should come?
Everybody should come. It's an all-ages event. It's a family event, so anybody who's 6 years or under absolutely has to have an adult with them. But it really is a fun family thing. You can come out, you can hang out, you can see the big trucks, and then you can go do the rest of your beggar's night.
All right, well, should I come hungry? You mentioned hot dogs. What else is going to be involved?
Absolutely. We're going to have hot dogs and chips. There will be juice boxes as well, so you can get your supper right there, and then there will surely be some candy involved somewhere.
All right, that's my favorite part as well. How important is this for the library to be able to do events like this and connect with kids, connect with families, and just be that resource?
It's absolutely very important. I mean, we can be a center for the community. We are always looking for ways to get people aware of our existence. We want people to know that the library is a place that's not just about books. We're also a place that's for programming. We bring people together. You can just come and have a good time at the library and also check out some books while you're here.
Talk about some of these events in the past and how much fun kids have had and things that you're kind of building on for this year.
We're kind of building something new. This is the first time we've done anything like this. We've had some family events in the past, but this is the first time that we've really involved the entire city and IMU. So we're really excited about that, being able to just bring everybody together in one spot. But it's essential for us to be involved in the community. We just really love this.
I know you talked about building that relationship with the community from just a library employee's perspective. How much fun is that for you?
It's the best part of my job. I love, love, love putting on events like this because I get to see everybody coming and having a great time, and it's because I was able to do it.
From a safety perspective, I know that, you know, Halloween night or Beggar's Night is starting to get, you know, maybe some parents aren't comfortable with it. What should parents expect for this?
It's all in one spot. We will have it in the parking lot, and then we're blocking off the street right outside the library, so everything will be pretty self-contained. We're also going to have policemen and firemen there, so that's always safe. So, yeah, it's really going to help a lot with just being able to go from spot to spot right here and not have to worry about going house to house.
One final time, when is it, where is it, and who should come?
It is a Trunk or Treat here at the library. It is on October 30th, that's Tuesday evening, from 5:30 till 6:30, and everybody should come. It's going to be a great family event.
Thanks to Janice Comer for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.